And of course, more information on those stories and others at WTUZ.com.
That's right. Of course, cancellations, delays, postponements, all brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda, there in Dover. And as Michaela said, you can see all that stuff on our website. Hey, it's morning quickie time as we kick off your Friday. We do have breaking news in terms of the celebrity marriage scene.
Michaela, don't know if you heard. Stop all other news.
Don't know if you heard. Jennifer Aniston, now a single gal.
It's because her and Brad Pitt are getting back together.
You think so?
I'm telling you, I'm feeling it. Michaela. Of course, I don't know. She's a bachelorette. I don't know if she wants all those kids.
Although, you know what? Yeah. That she'd have to be a stepmom to like 11 children. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston and her French beau, Justin Theroux. They split after 2.5 years of marriage. They've been together since like 2010 or 2011. But rumors were swirling for quite some time. Jennifer Aniston just had her 49th birthday, I believe over the weekend, and he was not present. Therefore, it led folks to believe, hey, what's going on? They finally made it official today. They're donezos. Over. Kaput. No more. But you think Brad Pitt's down the pipeline, huh? Those two hooking back up.
I can see it.
Making everybody from the mid-90s go crazy. Mm-hmm. A little nostalgia for
you. Well, it was into early 2000s that they were still together. I can remember being in high school when they split. It would have been like freshman year of high school.
Yeah, whenever that movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith came out with
They used to be called? Brad and Jennifer had a name.
Was it Bennifer?
Yes.
Was that, what is that? I don't know. I could be me.
You know, no, I think you're right. I think it was. Or maybe that was for Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez
could
when they
be.
Had their thing. Regardless.
Love celebrity couple names. What would ours be? What would our
McElroy and Madison in the morning.
No, but I get that. Good call. Good call, by the way. That, don't know if I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
But no,
more unique here.
What would our celebrity, if we were celebrities and we were married, what would our names be? That's just
Mick Madison.
It sounds like something I don't want to eat.
Sounds
at
like
McDonald's. can I have a Mick Madison? Hold the pickle. Extra onion.
Oh my goodness.
And
is this the first segment only?
Yes, it is. Yeah. We still have a long way to go, believe it or not.
Okay.
But Jennifer Aniston's back on the market, for those who wanted to know. One comedian who's now off the market, she kind of gave us all the info yesterday when she posted on Instagram. That's Amy Schumer. She got married on...
What?
She got married on Tuesday, a private ceremony with some chef, Chris Fisher. Never heard of this guy. But speaking of Jennifer Aniston, she was there in attendance. Jake Gyllenhaal, Jennifer Lawrence, Larry David. Only 80 guests there. At her wedding, a lot of folks didn't even know it was happening. They got a last-minute invite, and some were able to show up there. A little private ceremony in Malibu, California. So, Amy Schumer, the train wreck star, of course, comedian. She's been in a bunch of other things as well. She put all those photos on her Instagram account yesterday, and everybody started freaking out. I didn't know Amy Schumer was married. Neither did anybody else.
Hmm.
So, there you go.
I feel like all of her movies, she's a single lady that drinks a lot.
Well,
and curses.
What's wrong with that?
And her clothes fall off.
That's every man's dream right there. That is every man's dream right there, Michaela. But anyway, hey, speaking of TV shows and movies and all that stuff, Jennifer Aniston, Friends, right? We all remember good old Friends. Our Facebook and Twitter poll is up for your Friday. One of the questions pertains to something we brought up earlier this week, Seinfeld. Would you guys watch a reboot? That's one of the questions that's up for the Facebook and Twitter poll Friday. Also, want to know what the last concert you attended was. We already have 15 comments on there. We'll read through some of those later. Also, the Winter Olympics obviously going on for another whole week. This Sunday when it rolls around, there's 1 week after that. So like the 25th, I think, it wraps up. But anyways, I want to know how much have you watched of those 2018 Winter Olympics. All those polls are up for you to see on our social media pages.
How much have you watched?
And what are my options I put up there again? It's either none to very little, or you've watched a lot. I'm in the none to very little.
I'm zero.
Category. Haven't watched any.
Zero. Yeah. I've not watched any amount.
I'm telling you, they don't
of the Olympics, except for the meme that went around comparing the announcers to Hunger Games. I looked at that a couple of times.
Somebody sent us that on the text
line.
Isn't
that hilarious? Did you see
it?
No, but it's funny.
It was pretty funny.
It's really funny. I don't get into the Olympics. I don't know.
Speaking of that text line, get involved if you want. 330-339-9399. That's how you can also answer those poll questions, too, if you're not a social media light, if you're not on good old Facebook or Twitter.